Now, you, some 15, 16 years ago, you started to write this kind of mystery. And the other question I have is, where did Aunt Dimity come from?
Well, I'll tell you, I honestly didn't start out to write any kind of mystery. I didn't start out to write any kind of book, actually. I sat up in the middle. I had no dreams or aspirations to be a writer. I sat up in the middle of the night one night, and the first two lines of the first book were just in my head. And those lines are, when I learned of Aunt Dimity's death, I was stunned. Not because she was dead, but because I'd never known she'd been alive.
You certainly would stun anyone.
I had no idea who was speaking. I didn't know who Aunt Dimity was. And the next line in the book is, maybe I should explain. And I quite literally wrote that book to find out what those two lines meant.
Interesting.
And
interesting.
I didn't think of it as a mystery. I just thought of it as this strange little novel that was sort of a mystery and sort of a romance, and it had history in it.
It was a cozy mystery.
It was, I invented a new subgenre just purely by accident.
Well, now Dimity's gone on. Clearly popular, and she gets around. She's just back from Australia.
New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand.
New Zealand, yes.
And Dimity Down Under was the name of the book.
Yep.
And she's a hunter. And Aunt Dimity Vampire Hunter is one in the series. And she takes on evil, it seems to me. Aunt Dimity beats the devil, and Aunt Dimity slays the dragon. She's quite a woman. And Aunt Dimity,
never a dull moment.
Never. And Aunt Dimity and the family tree continues the tradition. And it's also full of very fascinating characters. But before we meet them, we have to meet a village. What really kept me going was the village and your capturing of it and the kind of folks that are there, you know, what they do, what their fears are, and so on. I loved it.
And I have to say, when the old – I'll have another cliche – let's have a cliche feast. But it's the whole cliche about write what you know.
Yes.
I don't know any axe murderers. And I don't know any people who are worried about axe murderers.
Stay in town, won't you? Never mind. I don't know any either.
Something to look forward to. But I do know people who gossip about each other and are worried about what other people think and worried about the things that are pretty much everyday things, but that loom large in our lives. And that's my characters do that. In the last book, there was a very tragic event that happened, I wanted a very lighthearted book to follow it. I needed a lighthearted book to follow it.
And you mean the Down Under?
In Aunt Dimity Down Under, yeah. It's not tragic. It's the cycle of life happens and some characters die naturally and in a peaceful way, but it was heartbreaking to say goodbye to them. And when I started Aunt Dimity and the Family Tree, I just wanted a romp. And I laughed. I don't want to...
You got it.
I don't want to set anyone up for disappointment, but I laughed so much while I was writing this book. My characters were very kind to me and helped me.
I'm sorry, but you
feel better.
You've made me ask this question, which I had forgotten.
Oh, all right.
I think it's quite amazing that a series that has 16 titles in it now began with a book called Aunt Dimity's Death.
I don't do anything right. I was like, never put the word death in the title. Never write a book that you can't summarize in one sentence. Never write a book that's not like every other book. Well, I've done all of those things, and so far it's been working. Yeah, and it's the perfect title for it.